Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. We are continuing with our daily halacha, Simin Vav, Halacha Aleph, the laws of Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama. Shulchan Aruch writes, "Kishiyetze mi beit hakisa, when you leave the bathroom, Yivarech Asher Yatzar ta Adam mechachma, should bless the one who forms man with wisdom. Shabriat Adam hi bechachma nifla'a." So another Shulchan Aruch is going to go on a very unusual tangent to explain the meaning of this bracha Asher Yatzar. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that normally a bracha is quite short when we're thanking God. For example, when we thank God for bread, it's one line, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Yet Asher Yatzar, thanking God for the ability to go to the bathroom, has this long blessing. So we kind of want to understand the meaning behind it. In addition, another perplexing thing is that the Asher Yatzar doesn't actually explicitly mention the ability to go to the bathroom. So for that reason also, the Shulchan Aruch feels like he needs to go out of his way to explain the meaning behind this wonderful bracha. So in any case, what's the special chachma? So he says, "Briyat Adam iba chachma nifla." It's with great wisdom that God created man. So the first explanation is that God created man with, it took a lot of wisdom to create man. He did in a beautiful way. We're very complex. The body is like a full of holes, cavities, like our mouth and our, the way we go to the bathroom. And then he quotes another opinion, which the Aruch HaShulchan explains to us as Tosos's opinion, that says God created man first having food, apples, grapes, all sorts of goodies, and then he created man so that man would not starve when he was created. So he did it with a lot of thought and wisdom. But so in other words, are we just thanking God for the ability to go to the bathroom, or are we thanking God for other things like food? So it seems like that might be the machlokas between Tosfos and Rashi, which Shulchan Aruch is bringing down. Ubar Rabon Nekavim Nekavim Chalim Chalim created these holes and cavities. A nekev is a hole, an opening, like a mouth and a nostril and an anus. Also, closed parts of our body, like the heart and the intestines. And if it would be closed, in our holes, we have the mouth. And when it's in its mother's womb, it's closed. And when it comes out to the world, it's open. And if it went out into the world, it would still be closed. It wouldn't exist even one moment. So that's why the Sfaradim have this lashon of even one moment. Mishnah Berurah explains, based on the Gra, that Ashkenazim don't have that Girsav afilu sha'achat, because we'd say, listen, you really can't exist for one moment with that your mouth closed or your orifice is closed, so they don't have that girsav. They would be open even one moment, we would die. So this is basically a hinted allusion to the ability to go to the bathroom, which is an opening, but out of kavod, the bracha did not want to explicitly mention the going to the bathroom. And also it's very general so that we can think about other things, not just going to the bathroom, but the ability to speak, for example. Which, interestingly enough, we don't have another bracha which talks about thanking God for our ability to speak, so it's included in the bracha of the Asher Yatzar. Basically, God is our healer. A doctor in biblical times means someone who not just heals you when you're sick, but he looks after us before we get sick. And this refers specifically to, you know, get bad stuff out of our bodies so that it doesn't go bad and kill us. Getting rid of it is our healing. Umafli lasot, and does wonders. Man is unlike a balloon. If you put one little hole, it pops. But we open and close all the time with our mouth and our nostrils and our bottom orifices, and yet we're still alive. That's the pella. It's a wondrous, amazing thing. Also, to think about the fact that the body takes in the good every time we eat and takes out the bad. Finally, the Rama comments one more explanation. Does wonders that God guards over the spirit of man within him and connects a spiritual thing with a physical thing. And all of this is through the fact that God is the healer of all flesh. And that's why we are healthy and our spirit is put within us. So the pele here is that God's spirit is within the physical. And the Shlach explains the same thing, that food has the spiritual aspect of God's voice emanating within it, and yet it also has a physical aspect. And that's the pele. So again, this is a fascinating halacha, but also explanation of Asher Yatzar, of the Shulchan Aruch, saying how our body is wondrous, and that includes the ability to go to the bathroom. And Bezrat Hashem, during this time, it's a segula to be healthy, to say Asher Yatzar every single word with kavana. You can look at the Asher Yatzar little poster, or get an Asher Yatzar poster, and it's a segula for health. And Bezrat Hashem, we should have more appreciation of life and our health during this challenging time for the world. Hope you enjoyed this halacha, daily halacha. Can't wait to be with you tomorrow. If you enjoyed this, please join the WhatsApp group. Send me an email. Send me a comment for the Simcha Center, the Torah WhatsApp groups. And have a beautiful, beautiful day.